You're listening to SBS News.
Safa helps Saudi women who have come to Australia as asylum seekers to settle here after escaping from Saudi Arabia. She's a 45-year-old Saudi citizen and is like a mother to the asylum seeker community of mostly young Saudi women in Sydney.
I've been here for a long time, and a few years ago I started connecting with a few Saudi women, asylum seekers and refugees, and most of them are under 20, and I feel a sense of responsibility towards them. So I try to reach out to as many of them as I can and try with my very little resources, very limited resources, to, you know, connect them to either organizations and connect them to individuals who can help.
The deaths of 24-year-old Asra Abdullah Al-Sihli and her 23-year-old sister Amal weigh heavily on Safa's mind. The two women from Saudi Arabia were found dead in Canterbury, in what police say are suspicious circumstances. The women lay dead in the apartment for a month before being discovered. And this aspect of their deaths haunts Safa to this day.
And I really wondered a few nights ago if these women were on my radar, somehow maybe I could have connected them to an organization or someone who could have helped in any way, shape or form. The fact that they had no one they could trust is really distressing for me, because you don't live in a country or in a city for 5 years without having one person you can trust. 5 years is a long time, and enough time to have a community behind you, to have a support system, to have friends, to have people who would worry about you if you disappear for 2 days. These women were, they disappeared for a month and probably longer.
Neighbors of the sisters have told Australian media that the Saudi women mostly kept to themselves. Safa believes that to be due to the conservative Saudi culture in which the sisters were brought up. In Saudi Arabia, women are raised to not interact with men who are not their father, brother, or husband, to a degree that raises the fear of strange men beyond Western societal norms. Australian media also reported that the sisters seemed scared when police conducted a welfare check a year before their deaths.
One thing I was a little surprised about is when they do these welfare checks, you know, and you come from a refugee or asylum seeker background, especially from Saudi Arabia, you have a huge mistrust of authority. Welfare checks should be done by mental health professionals, people who are trauma-informed, someone in the community, someone who knows them, not just some random police person showing up at my doorstep. I would not open the door if I saw police at my door.
Safa has been speaking with several members of the female Saudi refugee community since the deaths and says there's an unsettling feeling all around.
From what I sensed speaking to a few members in my community, that there's a sense of fear and unsafety. They don't feel safe. I guess the fear is based on the very mysterious and suspicious circumstances the sisters have died, and it's not very clear from police and from what we've been hearing and reading in news reports what had happened. And I understand investigations take time, but we're all just sitting here waiting for a conclusive toxicology report. And meanwhile, we're just worried, feeling unsafe, and trying to make sense of this whole thing. It doesn't make sense to any of us.
Safa, who's an activist, artist, and disability support worker, has tried to reach out to police at Burwood Police Station to offer the refugee Saudi community's assistance and to ask for a public briefing, but she says the police were dismissive.
I tried, when the news first broke out, I tried to reach out to multiple police stations to see where who the main detective is, and then they gave me the name of the main detective, and I kept on calling every day for 3 days, and no one gave me a call back. They would tell me I would tell them, hey, I'm a part of this community. My community is scared and worried. Can you do a community briefing? And I would go, they would go, yes, yes, sure. Just leave your number. And who are you with? And I'm like, what do you mean, who am I with? I'm one person from the community. I don't need to be with any organization. So I feel like I was dismissed because I wasn't part of some organization.
In a statement, New South Wales Police says it welcomes the community's assistance, which is why it has launched a public appeal for information. It says all information it receives is investigated, no matter how big or small. With police ruling the deaths as suspicious, many young Saudi women here in Sydney are still waiting for answers. On the 24th of October of 2018, 3 weeks after the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, two Saudi sisters, 16-year-old Tala Faria and her 22-year-old sister Rotana, were found dead in the Hudson River, their bodies bound with duct tape. A day before their bodies were discovered, their mother told police detectives that she'd received a call from an official at the Saudi embassy in Washington, ordering the family to leave the United States as Tala and Rotana had sought asylum there. New York police ruled those deaths a suicide. Safa says no one in the Saudi community here in Sydney believes Esra and Amal took their own lives.
I personally don't know, but I don't think it was suicide. You don't die of suicide in separate rooms with your sister. Wouldn't you want to be in your final hours and minutes with your sister in the same room? It's all quite suspicious. No one in my community believes it was suicide. And it's quite distressing for all of us.
In Canterbury and down the block from where the Al-Sihli sisters died, Gurkay Çukurdar, who works at a Turkish cafeteria at the Metro petrol station, remembers one of the sisters, Esra, as being very friendly.
Yeah, she was sometimes coming to get chips and that's it. But she was quite a lovely lady. Yeah. And she was actually speaking some Turkish words as well. I don't know where she knows from. Yeah, she was quite friendly. Yeah, she was good. Yeah. Like when she was coming here, when we told, she was quite friendly to us and it doesn't seem like she was afraid.
Turkey is a popular destination for those fleeing Saudi Arabia, as it is a country that makes visas upon arrival available for Saudi citizens, whether they be men or women. It is unclear what route the Al-Sihli sisters took to come to Australia, or what the circumstances that led them to flee Saudi Arabia are. SBS News has confirmed they were seeking asylum in Australia, but the reasons for their asylum claim remain unknown. Mr. Çukurdar says that when Esra did not visit the restaurant for several weeks, he thought she and her sister had moved away. He tells of his shock when police detectives arrived at his cafeteria soon after the sisters were discovered.
They showed me her picture, so I was upset, you know, because she was quite young and lovely lady. She was talking nicely.
On Saturday, their unit in Canterbury went back on the market. The real estate listing states, "Everywhere you look, this nearly brand new two-bedroom apartment ensures a life of seamless and luxurious comfort." The ad boasts newly installed hybrid timber flooring in both bedrooms, where each sister was discovered after being dead for a month. That is followed by a disclaimer that states, "This property has found two deceased persons on 7/6/2022. A crime scene has been established, and it is still under police investigation." According to police, this is not a random crime and will not be a potential risk for the community. After I went to a public viewing of the property on Saturday morning, a man and woman and two Chinese students showed up for the viewing. Up in the flat, new flooring had been laid in the bedrooms as advertised and the unit was spotless. However, there was a slight smell of decomposition lingering in the air. Also at the viewing were Chinese students and friends who were attracted to the flat by what they say was its low rent price. When asked by SBS News about the deaths, they queried what happened and were shocked to learn of the tragedy.
Any information about it? After I get the news, I just having goosebumps and shivers. Damn, I didn't expect that because it's quite a cheap apartment in this area, but they didn't tell us until we came here.
When asked if they were interested in the flat, they said they had changed their mind. SBS News has reached out to the realtor to pose further questions, but received no reply. And if this story has raised issues for you or someone you know, you can get support from Lifeline at any time on 131114. Anyone who may have information that could assist detectives is urged to contact Burwood Police Station on 02-9745-8499 or Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.